powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Si, senor. Wake up, America. It's Thursday, August 18th. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance and our studio producer, Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us this morning as we continue with day four of our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. Yesterday on Wednesday, we so much appreciate it, especially all you early birds who listen to Morning Air day in and day out. So many of you have answered the call. I want to remind you that we can't do what we do, which is bring Christ to the world through the media, without you, our Relevant Radio family. And this morning, we need your help. We need your help to reach our goal of $3 million by tomorrow afternoon, Friday at 5 Central Time. We're looking at about 48% of our goal as we stand right now, with only today and tomorrow to go. So it really is crunch time right now. It is the moment of truth. We have a ways to go, but I have great faith in you, our listeners. You've always come through. We're looking for just 50 gifts this hour. And remember that the 100% match is back again today. So open your heart, answer the call at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call this morning at 877-291-0123. As always, we always begin, first things first, with prayer during this Pledge Drive week, with the Memorare, always invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to really continue to help us during this Pledge Drive. And also, we always pray for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit, especially during the Pledge Drive, when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah. We're coming up. It is now crunch time. I can't even say we're coming up on it. I say that this is it today and tomorrow for this Pledge Drive. And Glenn, you've been through this many times before. First of all, happy anniversary, your 19th anniversary with Relevant Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Way to go, my man.
I'm trying to figure out how many pledge drives that's been. Probably about 75 pledge drives, however many. It's been all of the pledge drives we've ever done at Relevant Radio. And great to see it grow over time. Our need this time, $3 million. I remember the first time we hit $1 million, and that was when our goal that time was $800,000, and we're just really blessed. Things in blasted through there. I remember being on the air in the afternoon with Drew at that time as we went over the $1 million mark, and that was a lot of fun. And now that we regularly do three times that many, that's amazing how the thing has grown too. You know, 19 years ago, I think we had about 13 stations. We had Chicago and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a bunch of Wisconsin stations. That was about it. And now across the country on over 200 plus stations. So I might not have gotten any taller in the last 19 years, but Relevant Radio certainly has gotten bigger. So that's quite a blessing, and thanks to the world's greatest audience, John.
Well, Glenn, it seems like working at Relevant Radio is kind of like dog years, because when it comes to pledge drives, you have a lot of pledge drives under your belt.
Yeah, and Sarah, you're not far behind, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm at 16, so I probably jumped on board right when we were starting to more regularly do those pledge drives, and I remember first being a fresh recruit, and they were like, hey, we're going to need you to answer some phone calls, and we would get those emails that say, all hands on deck, everyone grab a phone, we need to get those calls answered.
How I remember those days. You know, I was there the day that Morning Air went on the air, the very first day, and this spent the first few years. So I saw the early pledge drives, and then I went away for a number of years, and I'm back again. So the one thing that has continued that is a consistent is our listeners, as you say, Glenn, the greatest listeners in the world. So we have great faith that our listeners are going to come through yet again. Tell us about what is the big story going on this morning?
Well, still keeping an eye on President Trump's residence, Mar-a-Lago, in Florida. A federal judge today set to hold a hearing on whether to make public the probable cause affidavit. That's the reason why it was allowed that FBI folks could raid Mar-a-Lago. The hearing is in response to several media outlets asking the court to make that public to understand the reasoning for the raid on the home of the former commander-in-chief. The judge is the same judge who issued the warrant. It's not clear whether he'll make a decision right there from the bench or take the case under advisement and give a ruling sometime in the very near future.
We will definitely be keeping an eye on that today. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Sarah. And we continue, and every morning we have our power scripture from the Playbook of Life. This morning is from John 17:3. Jesus the Lord says, "Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is what it's all about, knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because there's no other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved than the holy name of Jesus. And we always pray with great confidence, the prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the program this morning, 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about relying on God for our needs. In an especially comforting part of his Sermon on the Mount, for those of us who tend to be a little anxious, in Matthew 6, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that we shouldn't be anxious about our material needs. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need and will provide. But the question is, do we really believe the words of Jesus? Joining us live is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimick with more on the question, does God really provide for our needs? Gary's a best-selling author, speaker, and radio host. His latest book is Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. You can sign up for his daily email reflections to arrange to bring him to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Good morning, Gary. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's always great to be with you, especially during our Answer to Call pledge drive.
John, thank you so much for having me. Just can't express how grateful I am that you let me be a part of your network, coming on Relevant so frequently, especially during these important pledge drives. So important for all of us who really believe in the mission of Relevant Radio to contribute what we can to ensure that the truth continues to get out there. So I'm so grateful, John. Thank you.
Well, you've been through these pledge drives with us, contributing over the years. A quick word of encouragement for our listeners this morning, the early birds, on why you need to continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio, especially in these challenging times in which we are living in.
Absolutely, John, because, you know, and thanks for letting me say this, it is so challenging out there, because where else can we go to get the truth? The truth is not apparent. When we wake up in the morning, we turn on the TV, we go on the internet, we don't necessarily get the real truth. We get a constructed truth, which isn't the truth of Jesus Christ in the gospel. Relevant Radio continues to provide that solid truth of our Catholic faith in a way that is easily understood by all. And that's the beauty of Relevant. That's why I've been a listener for so many years, in addition to being a contributor. So I would just say to anybody listening today, please, let's ensure that the truth gets out there. Sometimes we think that, well, I can't do much. I'm not on the radio. I'm not able to contribute. But yes, you are. Through your financial contributions, you can ensure that this message continues to get out there, that the truth continues to get out there. And we all play a role, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today, John. We all play a role in God's provision.
Well, I absolutely want to talk about that. It's such an important question. Do we really trust the Lord that He's going to provide for our needs? Gary, you know, the clock is always ticking here during the Pledge Drive. We need to take a short break, but we're going to continue our conversation with Catholic author and speaker Gary Zimick. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Looking at life from a Catholic worldview, this is Morning Air.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama.
Don't worry, be happy. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our conversation with longtime Morning Air contributor, Catholic speaker, author, and radio host Gary Zimmer. Gary, we're talking this morning about does God really provide for our needs? And to set up this discussion, I want to start out with the beautiful scripture from Matthew 6:31, where Jesus the Lord says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Powerful verse. What strikes you the most about what our Lord is saying?
John, you know what I love the most about this passage right here? The fact that Jesus is admitting, is telling us, we need material things. Sometimes we can fool ourselves, or sometimes people will tell us, well, all we need is spiritual things, and that's the only reason. When we pray, we should only ask for spiritual things. We shouldn't pray for money. We shouldn't pray for clothing. We shouldn't pray for food. Why not? Because Jesus is telling us right here, you need material things. Relevant Radio needs money to stay on the air. I mean, we have to be honest. And I think, John, that takes a lot of pressure off of us, because we realize that our Father in heaven wants to provide not just for our spiritual needs, but for our material needs. So what Jesus is saying here is, don't put all your focus on acquiring things and wealth and material needs. That shouldn't be your primary focus. Instead, focus on the invisible kingdom. As Relevant Radio does. Every day when I turn on Relevant Radio, I hear the proclamation of this invisible kingdom that I can't necessarily see with my eyes. But focus on that. Make sure you have a prayer life. Make sure you frequent the sacraments. And trust that God will provide for our needs, our material and our spiritual needs. Not necessarily our wants, but our needs.
How can we be sure deep down in our hearts that God will indeed provide for our needs?
I love this question, John, and I get asked this all the time. And here's what I answer, and I came to realize this many years ago. The fact that you and I are alive right now means that God has provided for every one of our needs from the time we were first conceived up until the present time. And since God doesn't change, we can be sure He's going to do so in the future. And I'd also like to add, the fact that Relevant Radio is still going strong is proof that the Lord has provided for the needs of this network from the time it originally went on the air. And I think that's a great thing for us to remember. Yeah, He has provided. This is proof. But again, sometimes we confuse our wants with our needs. He may not have given me everything I've wanted over the years, but certainly He's provided for my needs. That gives me a lot of confidence to face what comes today and tomorrow.
And we need that kind of confidence, that kind of trust, which really can be summarized in just the simple prayer that we pray every single day here in the morning on Morning Air. Drew Mariani prays it in the afternoon during the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Jesus, I trust in You.
Exactly, John. That's, you and I have talked about this many times. One of my favorite prayers, one of your favorite prayers, and it doesn't necessarily imply a feeling. We don't have to feel that trust. It's a decision we make. Jesus, I am choosing to trust in You. I am choosing to believe in Your words. And over the years, what I've discovered is the more we pray that, the more we place our trust in Jesus, the more confident we feel in His ability to provide for our needs.
Absolutely. Gary, what role do you think that we play in God's provision?
That's a great question. We play a huge role, John, because more often than not, God provides for our needs by using people like us. So that's why it's so important for, as we do this pledge drive, for everybody listening to realize, yes, we are being fed spiritually by Relevant Radio, but each one of us can be a part of God's provision, providing that spiritual guidance from the from you folks at Relevant Radio. He uses ordinary people like us to provide for others. And that's such an important thing for me to remember. I can be God's provision for somebody else today. And in return, God's going to provide for my needs through the generosity of others.
I think it's so important to keep things in perspective. You know, we started out with this beautiful scripture from Matthew 6:31, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Can you talk about making the Lord the number one priority? First the Lord, then our family, and then whatever it is that we do.
Yeah, John, and that's a decision that we make every morning. And this is, I've trained myself to do this. I don't always feel like doing it, but every morning I start the day with some prayer, with some spiritual reading, and then my wife and I go to daily mass each day. We make that decision to put him first. And you know what? I pray before I turn on the news, before I look at my social media feed, even though I might be curious as to what's going on. But by doing that, by seeking first the kingdom, I find that I start the day more peacefully and with that confidence I need to face all the craziness that I'm going to face today. But it is a conscious decision to choose to put him first. And in return, he's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for our needs. And one of the greatest needs that we have, and you're going to agree with me, I'm sure, on this, is the need for peace in today's world. And he does provide that.
He is the Lord of peace, the Prince of peace.
Yep.
He provides that peace that surpasses all understanding, and it's available through our Lord Jesus Christ, which is really the bottom line. This is what we do, bringing Christ to the world through the media, through this vehicle of Relevant Radio.
Exactly. And John, you are giving hope to somebody right now, and I pray that our segment is doing that. Somebody could just be tuning around the dial by accident, happens to land on Relevant Radio and is getting this message of hope that Jesus Christ is bigger than any problem you can ever face. He really is. He is in control, even though it doesn't seem like it at times. He is absolutely in control, and he is the answer. And we need to keep getting this message out there, because there's a lot of hopelessness going on in the world right now. We need to encourage people and give them the truth. This is not fiction. This is not burying our heads in the sand. The truth that Jesus Christ is real. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he really is the answer for any problem we could ever face.
We need to be grateful. We have so much to be grateful for day in and day out. How can we develop an attitude of gratitude to our Lord?
It takes work, John. It takes work. It's something I've been working on for a long time. I'm going to keep working on it. Oftentimes in the morning, my wife and I, when we'll say our prayers, we'll just go through the list of the things we're grateful for, starting with the fact that we were given another day. We're getting to see a day that has never before occurred in history, and it will never occur again. And the more you do that, and the more we ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to appreciate, to be more grateful for what I have, I feel the more things we begin to think of and the more gratitude we have.
I know that the scripture passage from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is very dear to you. In fact, it's your signature on your emails. I absolutely love that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
That's the key. That's the key, brother. Trust in him with all your heart, which means at times I don't understand everything that God does. But that's when I choose to say those words, you know, Jesus, I trust you. I trust that you know what you're doing, and I'm not going to lean on my understanding. And John, I'm sure you'll agree that over the years, he has never let us down. He has always led us to where we need to be, and he's going to continue to do that.
No question about it. One thing is to say, I trust in you, Jesus. Another thing is to really try to live it every day. Gary, thanks so much for your inspiring words, as always.
My pleasure, John. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Many blessings. You can find much more at followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimek, best-selling author of Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Pat Castle, the founder of Life Runners, will join us to discuss how we are doing in a post-Roe America. Stay with us. There's much more of Relevant Radio to go.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning as we continue with day four of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Now, it's hard to believe, but it's been nearly 2 months since the Supreme Court justly overturned Roe v. Wade on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Roe was overturned because abortion is a direct assault on our constitutional right to life. Remember the words of Mother Teresa, who referred to abortion as the greatest threat to world peace. There has been more loss of life, more loss of peace in the world from abortion than for any other cause. How are we doing in the post-Roe America so far? What has been done by some of the pro-life organizations so far, and what do we need to do as people of life? Joining us live this morning is Dr. Pat Castle, the president and founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team. For much more on post-Roe America. Good morning, Dr. Pat. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you once again, especially right here in crunch time during our Answer the Call pledge drive.
Yeah, God morning, John.
God morning to you. Dr. Pat, I always appreciate your enthusiasm for promoting the culture of life, for the issue of life. We have this platform that you get to be a part of on a regular basis. Why should our listeners continue to support Relevant Radio that gives really a voice to the pro-life work that's being done by Life Runners and so many other pro-life organizations?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to quote Bishop Paprocki, who refers to the Catholic faith as the full loaf. You know, it's the complete meal. We are what we eat. We are what we hear. And so when I think about Relevant Radio, I think about that this is a mechanism to do what Jesus said to do. Jesus told us to go out and make disciples of nations. He said, proclaim the kingdom of God, heal the wounded, and help deliver people from evil. Well, guess what? That's what Relevant Radio does. And when we listen in, we become part of that. We're tapped into the power of the Holy Spirit that flows from that unity, that flows from that power. And so what happens? Well, think about listeners that are tapped in right now. When you're listening to Relevant Radio, you get encouragement. You are imparted with courage. That's holy. When you listen to Relevant Radio, you get prompted to make phone calls to loved ones that maybe have fallen away from the church, or maybe you get some real nice little catchy phrase that's wisdom, that's really powerful that you can pass on. Real miracles happen. Lives are changed. And so I think what Relevant Radio does best is it gives us the mind of God. It gives, taps us into what Jesus asks us to do, and allows us to be part of something that is most powerful, most good, most beautiful, that's holy, that's truthful. That's why you listen to Relevant Radio.
Dr. Pat, the clock is the enemy here during the pledge drive. We have so little time. What is your take on how we're doing in a post-Roe America
sure.
so far?
Well, you know, if this was like a halftime show at the Super Bowl and we were given an update, it would sound something like this. Folks, you know, hey, we've got a ways to go. We've got 13 states that have banned abortion in America. Well, we got a lot of catching up to do, but at least we're making progress. You know, we've got to realize that it's not over. I was in the Nebraska, in Bellevue, Nebraska, in the city clerk's office, submitting a form for a petition to ban abortion in Bellevue, Nebraska, where Leroy Carhart's abortion facility is. And I'm speaking to someone in that office who said, oh, isn't abortion banned in Nebraska? No, it's not. It's not banned in Nebraska yet. So there's just a lot of misunderstanding from that decision from the Supreme Court. So let us just say this. We need to continue to do our homework. We need to continue to speak up. We need to continue to do all those good works that have gotten us this far, John. So I guess I'll just leave it with, let's keep going until abortion is not only, you know, illegal, but unthinkable.
Well, we have a big battle still ahead of us. It's far from over. It has just begun. I so much appreciate all the great work that is being done at Life Runners. And of course, you can go to liferunners.org for much more of the great work that this outstanding pro-life organization is doing. Thanks so much, Dr. Pat, for being with us. Always appreciate your enthusiasm and your passion for promoting the culture of life.
Thanks for being a great teammate.
Thank you. Dr. Pat Castle, the president and founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Bishop Daniel Muggenberg will look ahead to this Sunday's gospel. So stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Can I add a personal note, Patrick?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to say that you have been an inspiration to our entire family, and listening to you every day has made all of us much more deeply rooted in our faith, and in fact, probably led to conversions of my husband and my two children this past Easter.
Wow. I am so
I know it's a lot to put on your plate. But since I've gotten the chance to talk to you, I just wanted to thank you personally and Relevant Radio for that matter. So all of Relevant Radio has really helped us all get much, much closer to our faith. And we are out there promoting you and telling those in our church about you as well.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day. This is Morning Air.
Good morning, life. Good morning.
And welcome back to Morning Air. As our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive continues, I'm John Morales. It's great to be with you. Now it's time to look ahead to this Sunday's gospel. Always remember that the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ is powerful when the gospel, the book eternal, is proclaimed. Christ is passing by. Jesus is speaking to you. So listen carefully as Bishop Daniel Muggenberg, the Bishop of Reno, Nevada, shares his weekly reflection on this Sunday's gospel with our very own Glenn Leverance.
Our gospel reading for this coming Sunday, the 21st in Ordinary Time, comes from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gates, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Now time for an in-depth look at that gospel reading for this Sunday, the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. It comes from Luke 13, verses 22 through 30. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from Reno, Nevada joins us once again. Bishop Muggenberg, always great to have you on.
And good to be here, Glenn.
Well, this sounds again like one of those hard readings. Our Lord kind of, you know, saying how it is in terms of what we need to do to be a disciple.
Oh, this is a very challenging passage in Luke's gospel. And it begins with, you know, someone who probably was a disciple because they refer to Jesus as Lord, someone asking Jesus, you know, a question of maybe speculative theology or curious knowledge, you know, how many people will be saved?
And rather than answer that question, which was really just about more knowledge, Jesus challenges that person to let their experience of faith conform their lives. And he says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. You know, act on the knowledge that you do have rather than just seeking more knowledge for the sake of religious trivia. And he's gonna really intensify that need for us to actively conform our lives to the blessings that we have received as part of our discipleship.
Also part of the challenge in this piece of scripture as well, the fact that Jesus acknowledged that these people were in his presence. He was with them, but that didn't automatically guarantee anything.
True. He has this this really excellent parable, very short, but really very, very profound when we read it, I think, in terms of a Catholic mindset. You know, he says that people will come up and say, Lord, Lord, you know, you taught in our streets, and we ate and drank in your presence. And that's exactly what we do every single Sunday at Mass. Jesus teaches us in his word, and we eat and drink in his presence in the Eucharist. Now, these are phenomenal gifts of God, phenomenal graces of God that we receive every single week and sometimes even every day. But ultimately, how are those graces, how are those blessings changing us to make us into people who are conformed to the very presence of Jesus? Jesus says in that parable, that yes, you did receive these blessings. I did teach you, and we did eat and drink together in the Eucharist. But at the end of the day, you remained evildoers. And that's the point, is that it didn't change them. They didn't respond to those blessings. They received them, but they didn't respond to them.
Not enough to be there, but to really accept what's being taught and act upon that with God's help to help direct us in how we best ought to receive and act upon what we get, but not merely to be at Mass, to be entertained or just something to do or just sheerly out of habit. No, the habit will get us there, but once we're there, we need to engage.
True. And not only engage, but we need to avoid these false presumptions of privilege. And when I say false presumptions of privilege, that's why Jesus goes on at the end of this parable to say, you know, many who are last will be first, and those who think they are first will end up being last. You see, it's all about how we are responding to God. And oftentimes we tend to focus on how much God has blessed us, and we let that be the measure of our closeness to God. But beyond God's blessings to us, we have to respond to those. And so sometimes, you know, people can look at their heritage or they can look at their particular role in ministry and they can say, oh, I'm close to God because of this. Now, the thing that draws us close to God is our response to his grace and our response to Jesus every day as he comes to visit us. And if we are ever substituting anything else for that personal response to Jesus, then we are deluding ourselves.
Well, really, Bishop Muggenberg, our relationship with our Lord needs to be one of great humility on our point, exactly. And then also to have joy for others who do well along the way, too, not only our own scorecard as we think it ought to be kept.
True. And that's why, you know, as the New Testament letters remind us, God desires that all people come to salvation. And as Pope Francis has told us in his teachings, you know, we are saved as a people, not just as individuals. And so part of our concern has to be necessarily for the salvation of all God's people and other people. And so as we help one another on that path to salvation, we in fact, therefore, are helping everyone, including ourselves. But if we're only self-centered, as other parables will draw out very clearly, if we're only self-centered, we will actually end up frustrating our own growth in grace.
We end up, especially on Catholic radio, right, defending our faith a lot, but do we need to be aware that the image we give isn't one of being too haughty in our religiousness, but being humble in it and helping to explain that we really ought to be humble, and occasionally people might see something different than that.
Yeah, I would even say joyful and loving and eagerly generous to, you know, share with others the tremendous graces that we have experienced from Christ in our lives. So whenever a person is sharing their faith out of a framework of humbleness and joy and gratitude and generosity for others and care for others, that comes across very differently than anything that is defensive or, you know, in any other type of negative way. So yeah, always we want to do so with that attitude of joy, gratitude, and love.
Oh, let us continue in those great virtues as well. Thank you so much for your time this week, Bishop Muggenberg. Always appreciate it. If you'd be so kind as to wrap us up with your blessing.
May the blessing of Almighty God, who shares his abundant blessings with us in countless ways every day, always inspire us to respond and conform our lives to Jesus himself. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And thank you, Bishop Muggenberg. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn's Story Corner.
My late father's birthday was yesterday. He would have been 104 if he'd still been kicking around here. But I found this story today, not my words, but I think you'll like it. It's called Last Words from My Dad. My dad died in November. He was an ER doc, a Stephen minister, a street art graffiti artist, a college professor, a cancer researcher, a beekeeper, and a cookbook author. He was a former U.S. Marine, a book club leader, a community organizer, even though he could afford a new car, drove an old 1992 five-speed Honda with over 200,000 miles on it just because he liked it. He was the father of five, including two sets of twins. He loved chaos and craziness, and he thrived on it. Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer in 2008 and given 2 years to live, just one day before our home was ruined by Hurricane Ike. And he lived for another 10 years beyond his diagnosis. He loved working with other cancer patients and made an entire library in his office of humorous reading materials and DVDs, and was always on the lookout for butter rum flavored lifesavers because he thought they were soothing to the throat. Spent a week living in the hospital during Hurricane Harvey so the staff whose homes had flooded did not have to come in. Gave up his food so patients could be fed when high water cut off their food supply. Said it was the most interesting thing he'd ever been part of. To others, he was a doctor, a neighbor, just a guy. To me, he was a larger-than-life role model, easily the funniest person I ever met, and fiercely protective of those he loved. A couple days before he died, he told us it was time to go to hospice care, where he died 3 days later. He left this message telling me to share it with the people that I met. Please don't send flowers or be sad for me. I had a great life. Instead, give yourself the gift of having joy in life. Have a steak or a couple of great tacos and a beer. Fly a kite with your child or run with the family dog. Forgive someone or yourself for actions that happened in the past and move on with purpose. Connect with a childhood friend. Tell a teacher how much they meant to you. Live your life. Love without fear of being hurt and laugh every chance you get. Look for the good. Donate your time with a cause you find important, or just look within to make things a little better inside your heart. Don't waste time, folks. The number one complaint I see in medicine is not disease, it's loneliness. So don't fall into the trap of thinking you have time to spare. Get out of the house. Put down the phone. Don't worry about likes. And replace all that with people that you love. Do more and worry less. If you want to remember me well, do one kind thing today, whether it's a smile for a stranger, having a bit of patience for someone struggling with their day, or helping a neighbor. I'll be watching. And remember, I love you and always will. And there's not a thing you can do to change that. From Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, watch carefully then how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity because the days are evil.
Thanks so much, Glenn, as always. Really do appreciate it. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Catholic attorney Mary Helen Fiorito will explain how the new Biden abortion rights push addresses both women and men. And licensed psychologist and exorcist Monsignor Stephen Rossetti will discuss spiritual warfare and the battle with abortion. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air next hour, as we continue with our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.